This week on American Parlor Songbook, join us for our Christmas Spectacular with special seasonal performances from some of our favorite regulars, including singers Carolyn Mark, Matt Coleman, and Young Mister.
I don't know, Julie. I feel like we're kind of being a little exclusionary with the specificness of Christmas.
Right. Well, how about this? Join us for our Holiday Spectacular.
I don't know. Isn't spectacular a bit braggadocious?
Holiday Downer?
Split the difference.
Join us for our Holiday Mediocular with special seasonal performances.
Hold on. Don't marginalize anyone.
With participatory commitment from some of our favorite guests.
No favorites.
From
no.
Some of our randomly selected guests.
All on this year's nonspecific Winter Day Mediocular.
We did it. From the bottom of a holiday shame-eating spiral, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
And on the other microphone, I've convinced her my belly is cultivated for jolliness, Julie Van Dusen. The holidays, your Christmas, your Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, you have to admit that it's good for business. And those Christmas carols, come on, they're pretty catchy. Even if you don't celebrate at all, at least you get those free days off, right? Yeah, maybe. The snow falls outside, stockings hung by the chimney, rosy-cheeked children waiting for chocolates, the toys. You know, back in the days of yore, I guess someone named Yore was in charge. I don't know. But back then, you could get a kid excited over an apple in their stocking. These days, it takes an apple. Well, either way, Yule is still in whatever that is, or whoever that is. Brenner, maybe, I don't know. Again, I research all this stuff on Wikipedia, so don't blame me. Anyway, light the menorah, hang the stockings, or just watch 100 episodes of Antiques Roadshow in your pajamas. No matter what, we're glad that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us.
Happy anything, everything up to including Christmas. Hear the bells ringing, yeah, everyone's singing for something, singing with us. Happy anything, everything, even a Merry Christmas.
Well, we all seem to know the words to the original Christmas carols, right? You know, those old churchy ones from the 1800s, Silent Night, We Three Kings. But it's a bit like trying to decipher a Randy Quaid tweet on peyote. The language gets a little hazy. After 150 years, you know, most of those colloquialisms have changed. The things that they had in the house, the meaning of the words, the idioms, right? So by now, when you try and sing along, you start to wonder what frankincense and myrrh even were in the first place. I was learning the 12 days of Christmas this year, and it suddenly dawned on me. That whole song is the story of a gift giver gaslighting the author. Listen to this. First, he puts a living bird in the Christmas tree. And then, there can't be any such thing as a turtle/dove, which implies some kind of hideous taxidermy. But then he lures you back in, and just like any abuser, he lures you back in with the niceties. You know, number 5, oh, I'm sorry, baby, here's 5 golden rings. And then he starts ramping it up again. Ramping it up. Pretty soon, your house is full of birds. There's lords leaping all over the place, cows, goose eggs, and then... They take you away.
Happy anything, everything up to including Christmas. Hear the bells ringing, yeah, everyone's singing for something, singing with us. Happy anything, everything, even a Merry Christmas.
Me, I'm from Canada. Yeah, it's mostly Christmas up there, but there's a few subtle differences. For example, there's Boxing Day, which to my knowledge doesn't have any boxes in it and doesn't involve any form of pugilism, but unless you count the drunk hoser snowmobile jousting. Also, Christmas has 2 A's in it, but then again, so does every other day. I don't know. I grew up with the standard secular Christmas, you know, your Santa Claus and your Rudolph. Less religion and more, I don't know, weird psychedelic childhood mythology, maybe. I don't know. I wonder what atheists do. eat the flying spaghetti monster, I suppose. Existentialists just look at the presents and wonder why. Nihilists set the tree on fire. The Wiccan hippies, well, they tend to get into some kind of winter solstice ceremony, generally involving long bongo solos and turkey made out of soybeans. It's usually a lot about the food. Now, your experimental nouveau Christmas chefs are pushing the boundaries with bird-inside-bird technology. Turducken, a chicken and a duck inside a turkey. At this rate, if I were a condor, I'd be looking over my shoulder right now. I think we should all just join together in the spirit of the season and eat a condor ostrich turducken budgie with a side of flying spaghetti roasted on a Nothing Matters fire to some tight bongo licks. Peace on Earth. Peace on Earth. Don't be shy now.
Peace on Earth may fall like the snow way up north back home.
Yeah, that's the part that always gets me, you know. Just when I think I'm a hardened cynic, Zuzu shouts, "Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings." And Scrooge throws the boy some goose money, and well, the old bearded man leaves his cane in the kid's new house, and the Grinch's heart grows a few sizes bigger, and I fall for it. Like a snow-swirling flashback into my inner child, I remember the excitement and the parades, the riding the old streetcar down to look at the Simpsons department store window, and trains, starfighters, and Santa inside there, Santa Claus. I fall for it all over again, every time. And even though I know I'm only getting socks in the morning, socks in the stocking, it's a bit of an inception there, but even though I'm only getting socks in the morning, I still can't sleep on Christmas Eve. So we're going to leave out some cookies and see if we can't catch a little season spirit this week. Old friends, a couple of laughs, a few songs. Stick around, it beats sucking on icicles.
Happy anything, everything up to including Christmas. Hear the bells ringing, everyone's singing for something, singing with us. Happy anything, everything up to including Christmas. Hear the children singing, anything, everything, even a Merry Christmas.
As always, we're bound to ruffle someone's feathers out there. So if you do take issue with something you hear on the program this week, have a heart. It's Christmas. But if you do want to Scrooge it up and drop us a line, feel free to tweet me directly at @TheJPHouston. Now, for some music this year, we reached out to a few of our favorite guests and asked them to send us a musical Christmas card of sorts, some special holiday originals for your listening pleasure. First up, we have a great singer-songwriter from the Southeast with a brand new song, Young Mister.
Up to the attic where the monsters hide, the Christmas lights, you hold the ladder and I'll make the climb, hand me the line, I wait all year for this day to come, my favorite time, Christmas time. You're the reason for the season sun, the light of my life, the light of my life. It's only the end of November, 5 weeks and counting until I get to let you open your presents and watch your heart as it fills. These days are too long and I can't sleep, sleigh bells are all I hear. Can't wait till December, please Christmas come early this year. How do you let so many years go by? A decade later, the 4th of July, the phone rings, it's his voice on the line. How's the weather? I hope you're alright. He kept getting so much bigger, steps got louder on the floor. He's all grown up with his own life now, so he don't come around much anymore. That little bird has outgrown the nest, and it feels a little empty around here. I won't make it till December, please. Christmas come early this year.
This episode of American Parlor Songbook is made possible with support from Sky Park at Santa's Village, a North Pole-themed adventure park in Lake Arrowhead, California. Attractions include archery, biking, zip lining, and more. Information at skyparksantasvillage.com. American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast.
From a converted silo in an undisclosed red state, this is InfoStorm with your host, Aaron White.
Merry Christmas, Patriots. Put on your MAGA diapers and get ready for a bucket of truth. That's right, alt-right nation. Shut up and take it. I'm Aaron White. Oh, it's happening all right. A great battle is about to be waged on the war on Christmas, and we here at InfoStorm are drawing a line in the snow, telling Santa you shall not cross. You and your talking reindeer and your sticky candy canes and your twisted Norse mythology, no, you are not going to corrupt our peaceful American Christmas. Not on my watch. Stand up, sheeple. Stand up. And walk on over to our web store and order our traditional Christmas fruitcake. InfoStorm fruitcakes are baked in our non-health department-inspected libertarian kitchen. Guaranteed no regulations ever. Using my own Oma Grindle's original family recipe and only the finest dehydrated bunker-fresh ingredients, our dense loaves ship at a healthy 11 pounds and have a post-nuclear shelf life of 17 years. Just like the ones your dear old aunt used to send every December. No need for a shipping tin with our loaves. Just simply stick a stamp directly to the dry, chalky surface and surprise your relatives with a Yuletide treat. Order now and we'll include a high vitamin sugar sprinkle packed with muscle-building supplements. Oh, they're delicious. They're nutritious. Take it from me, Aaron White. I am an authority on fruitcakes. InfoStorm traditional Christmas fruitcakes in our website now. The conspiracy is real, Wingnuts. Every year, the line moves, and we get one step closer to a horrible, liberal SJW nightmare. So when that jolly elf illegally crosses our borders and comes down your chimney this year, don't welcome him with milk and cookies, no. Kindly remind him of your state's trespass laws and show him your rifle. Now, have you seen this, Patriots? Another year of shameful, godless coffee cups. That's right. Your neighborhood coffee franchise starts with a sta and ends with a ox is once again hoisting hot cups of Satan onto an unsuspecting America. That is, until our next guest entered the picture. Viral Facebook mom, known for her hilarious pro-MAGA rants and her sexy frosted tips. Latrina Johnson. Latrina, welcome to the bunker.
It is my absolute pleasure to be here.
No. The pleasure is all mine.
No.
It's all mine.
Don't go hogging it all for yourself now, Trina. Tell the listeners how you're making this great country great again.
Well, let me tell you. My page is not all bikini and machine gun photos.
There's nothing wrong with a wholesome video of a girl shooting a watermelon by a dune buggy in the desert, Trina.
Sometimes you have to put down your gun and pick up a gun and fight. And that's exactly what I'm doing with my Make America Christmas Again paper cups.
Another brilliant stroke of ingenuity from the oversized fast food heart of the country.
From now on, all the real patriots out there can order a cup from my collection, march right into that coffee line, and demand that smug snowflake make them a cup of Joseph.
Yeah. Replacing the terrifying images of snowmen and pine trees with wholesome biblical imagery.
Exactly. Here, for example, is our depiction of Deuteronomy 23, verse 1.
Of course. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter the congregation of the Lord. Oh, look. And there he is on the cup. A little cartoon man. He's being cast out with his horrible wounds. It's adorable.
And we have this beautifully drawn pictorial.
Ah, my favorite. Mark 12, verse 9.
If a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him,
that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Nothing better than moving in on your dead brother's wife.
All captured in this romantic watercolor scene.
Well, I for one am sold, and well, I'll take a grande Leviticus 12, verse 5. And another 4 years of President Keck.
Chatelet.
Don't go away, sheeple. We'll be right back with more whatever this is. We're always happy when our old friend Carolyn Mark can join us on the program. Gives me some of that good back-home feeling from north of the border in Canada. She sent us this nice ditty just in time for the holidays. Carolyn Mark.
Side of the road on a faded side in Arizona. All these years at the wheel, he looks like I feel. Got a present for you when I get old. There's an Santa Claus by the side of the road on a faded sign in Arizona. All these years at the wheel, he looks like I feel. Got a present for you when I get home.
Present arrived from my homeland, this time up in Montreal, where I spent about four Christmases years ago.
met some amazing artists up there. Well, we were lucky enough to have Jason Kent and his band The Sunfields on APS this season, and well, we're lucky again to get this beautiful rendition of a Christmas classic in the mail from Sunfields.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Our pal Ted Quinn, a great singer-songwriter from Joshua Tree, California, got together with another regular from the program, the Adobe Collective, and gave us this great performance of his song, Never Be Cold. Ted Quinn.
Had a song that I wanted to play. Must have misplaced it along the way. I'd written it down on a Christmas card envelope. It takes a lot of faith to abandon all hope. But you'll never be cold, never be cold, never be cold. For the firewood we're burning tonight. The car's overheated, though it's freezing outside. Thank you for the food you put on my plate. Though the cupboard is bare, there's still cause to celebrate.
Dry blue cold lay still on century streets, white and even, with twinkles of the finest crystalline ice, sound muted by the blanket for a winter quiet, no echo, no reflections, just still. Toronto the good, where no one ever misbehaved, but for the occasional tavern drunk, tobogganing on a stolen stop sign. In the late-night streetcar, yellow and red would crack the silence and in an easy grind through the powder over the tracks, along past the horse track, all the way down east to the end of the line. Time calmly drifting along the sidewalks, lined by modest Victorians, blue and still and cold air, up the hill and to the house, peaceful as a nativity from the outside. Inside, pandemonium. I'd start the grueling countdown at least a month in advance. Wet, slushy pants all the way up to the knees, the boots out in the hall outside the class. Pale Canadian kids tortured catatonic by ex-hippie baby boomer teachers in beige turtlenecks, staring at the generic government supply clock, the kind with the extra heavy hands that seem to possess the power to actually slow down time. And when Mr. Brown dragged us through another re-singing of Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, I curled up into a fugue state. Just go numb, I think. It'll all be over soon. Christmas is only 27 days away. Norman Rockwell still haunted the city. The aesthetic had drifted up over the border a little behind schedule, and Toronto's East End stayed quaint into the 80s. The ravine with pine trees, the basin flooded for a public rink at the bottom of the sledding hills, kids scurrying back up with their scarves frozen in a straight line out the back for a real-time tableau and then ripping back down the steep icy hill for another shot at bowling for skaters. The future loomed in silicone and sarcasm, coming soon to swallow the last of the old world. The world where TVs caught drifting airborne signals, and motels still bragged about the color. Folks lined up inside banks, and they carried paper money around, and the phones were finger-pinching dial crankers on the wall, right? And if you missed a single number, well, you'd have to start all the way over again. God forbid that it had a lot of nines in it, because you'd have to drag the rotary all the way around and crush it on the little metal stopper at the other side. Oh, but those cords, the cords were good for twiddling. And you could call up the Sears catalog and pick up presents from a counter where they still smoked inside. As a getting chubby kid, referred to in department store parlance as husky, I was good for the toys, yeah, but it was really all about the food. The bags and bags too many, chocolate bells at 7 a.m. Christmas morning food, the all-day cake food, and at long last, the only once-a-year masterpiece, roasted so slow you'd nearly climb into the oven to get at it. Camcorders came quick, from fridge-sized black-and-white jobs with a full backpack for the tape deck to handheld shoulder crushers in only a few years. And every lame 80s dad spent way too much time pointing at the lens and saying, "Ooh, 3D, 3D." They'd screw it into the back of the set, and if you pointed the camera right at the screen, you could get a feedback loop going and freak out your still-recovering from the 70s uncle. And soon everyone had one. And then there was enough global coverage to capture previously unseen masterpieces like Man Falls Down or Cat Rides a Tricycle. Pretty soon, the demand for home video mishaps was so hot, they started giving away prize money for them. My big brother Dave beat me into the world by a good 10 years, so he was past 20 by then, and he had a good old-fashioned 1980s case of money fever. He spent his days selling vacuum cleaners and his nights rocking his sweet mustache and tight Hasselhoff mullet to Loverboy. And inventions, always inventing the next big kitchen gadget, anything that could get him that groovy, colored Canadian dough. Anything, even a killer home video mishap would do. Uncle Henry, he wasn't a blood uncle, he was my parents' best friend and a confirmed bachelor. Uncle Hank was the only one tall enough to reach up to the top of the tree. He'd reach up, up all the way up, teetering 7-8 feet all the way to the top, and plunked down a tacky leftover disco star. And then Christmas was on. You could smell it in the oven. Or if you were Brother Dave, you could smell the money in the air. Yes, Dave was locked and loaded with a newfangled, lightweight camcorder, and he was a quick draw on the focus wheel. The house started to rumble through the afternoon. More people, brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, louder, louder, and my 4'10" mother running around in the kitchen, teetering on 10-inch heels, new flying toy, dry runs down the stairs, gifted Madonna records getting louder and louder and louder, everything ramping up and up and up, and Brother Dave lurking, peeking around the corners with the lens, just waiting for it, waiting for the perfect, hilarious calamity, for that sweet, sweet Sunday TV payoff. And from Canada, Brother films Uncle Henry's pants falling down in our million-dollar final. Inevitable, he thinks. Gold. Now, my toddler niece, Haley, she got a pair of red plastic high heels for Christmas, so she slipped them on, and she's clacking around with a toy microphone, stumbling and singing and dancing. The food's getting close, right? And nothing yet, though. No big video moments. Mom rings the dinner bell, and we see her for the first time all day, and then the table starts to fill up. Out come the rolls, good. The butter, getting there. And then there it is, the bird. Oh, make me fatter, Mr. Turkey. I want to destroy this pair of huskies. Let's dig in. Wait, my mom says. Oh, no, not this again. Mama had a favorite routine of mine. She liked to push me onto the piano for a stirring Phantom of the Opera number. I'd hang my head in shame, and, well, I at least tried to make it have some comedic value, you know, by placing a tea cozy over my face for a phantom mask. Perfect, Dave thinks. This is it. Kid sings Phantom with a warmer on his stupid head. Rolling. Little cousin Timmy joins in, up an octave, above an octave, above an octave. His voice so high it's rattling the wine glasses. And then toddler Haley's marching around, dancing with her high heels on. And bring it home, Dave thinks. And then, oh no, he panics. There's not enough light. He's a real auteur, right? So he hands the camera off to Uncle Henry. Henry, whatever you do, do not stop filming. He jumps onto the chair and he reaches for the ceiling fan lights. He can't reach. Still rolling, Henry. Good. And toddler dancing. Eunuch boy screaming. Phantom kid in full ham. Get that light pointed and we're golden. Dave reaches for it. He steps up onto the table and then, in slow motion, seesaws the center extender leaf. Up goes the potatoes, and like a rocket, the turkey catapulted into the sky, hits the ceiling fan, and food everywhere. Dave comes to from the tipped-over chair on the floor. The piano cord hangs. He looks to Henry. Let me see. Did you get it? Roll that playback. This is it, home video. This is it. This is the back of a lens cap.
Top with a star, fa la la, playing catch with the moon, shooting jacks with the stars, when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook, and you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes, I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So, if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air. Thank you.
All the doodles in Yankton loved loving a lot, but in a tacky gold tower, one doodle did not. He twirted out scribbles and blustery missives, freedom for all, except muzzles and mexos and every missus. His meanness confounded all sensible doodle. Was it his hands were too small, as well as his noodle? Was it the thing on his noggin had crawled up and got him? Or was it his face was really his bottom? Whatever it was that turned him so sour, he stewed in his stupid and stumbled to power.
You're a nut job, Mr. Trump. You're a giant pile of junk. You're a sneaky little weasel and a great big pushy grump, Mr. Trump. I wouldn't vote for you with a 1,000-foot Zogby pole.
The crats pointed fingers farther and nearer. They looked everywhere except in the mirror. And up in Chappaqua snarked his blue adversary.
Well, don't blame me. The G-men put a server in my basement and the Ruskies made me cheat in the primary.
Whoever was to blame for the ballot decision, to the victor the spoils, so he went about his mission.
Where to begin,
he says, to put things in order. I'll start with those Mexos down there by the border. And so, while they slept, he bricked up a wall, taking fistfuls of moolah from the construction windfall. He knocked down the doors and rudely intruded, everyone out, Abuela included. But up from the clamor, and quite unexpected, a small voice of reason softly interjected.
All you scapegoaters grinding your axes, it's not all our fault he doesn't pay taxes. All of those fat cats and big money grubbers bamboozled you back-scratching big belly rubbers. And don't tell me this crat or that would have helped our prospects. They're all owned by the banks and the military-industrial complex. We're all up the creek with no paddle anyways. So you might as well say flip it and enjoy the holidays.
So the wags and the yucksters, not content to retire, settled in for 4 to 8 years of easy satire. And nuclear winter, too. Don't forget that, nuclear winter.
Now, I felt like taking a swing at a traditional Christmas song. I wanted to see if I could come up with something a little different. So I asked my friend Rishi Deer to join me on sitar, and, well, this is what we came up with.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel so far. Star of night,
we've had our friend Matt Coleman on the program every year with his group Coleslaw or his swing combo Hobo Jazz. We asked if he'd celebrate the season with us, and he gave us this great performance of a song called Christmas in California. Here's Matt Coleman.
Christmas in California, no snowflakes I get, but the winds keep on blowing, still Christmas yet. Here I sit neath the moonlight, try to figure what to do. Yeah, it's Christmas, ain't got no girl to get pearls to. Ooh. 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 Hear the dogs are barking, faint sound of the news. Ain't got no love, but ain't got the blues. Smile to see the house is shining, people picking what tree to choose. Yeah, through the hustle and the bustle, and still no girl to get pearls to. About this season, ways of old and not new. It's gonna have a Merry Christmas, though I got no girl to give pearls to.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. Hope that you and yours are having a happy holiday. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Wendell.
You can find information about the program by visiting our website, American Parlor.
Oh,
it must be the reindeer tangled on the roof again. I can hear them screeching.
My voice is as soothing as a midnight mass.
Massacre.
Will you stop being a Scrooge and tell me why my chest is all shiny?
You merged with the Christmas tree.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
I'm not surprised you don't recall, Martha. Bringing you to an open bar is like letting Dom DeLuise loose in a pie factory.
There's nothing wrong with a little Christmas libation.
No, but mixed with a hedonistic bent, an obsessive need to be the center of attention, and a touch of old age dementia.
You're as young as you feel.
You feel about 100.
I'm younger than you.
By 2 months.
It's a state of mind.
It's a state of denial.
You are.
Oh, good comeback.
Well, are we going to play verbal ping pong all night, or are you going to tell me why I am covered in Christmas decorations?
Okay, where shall I begin?
The beginning.
It was 1925. The devil birthed a girl child.
Ha ha ha, not that far back.
Okay, how about 6 o'clock?
Was that before or after I decorated Alexander's toupee?
After.
It gets hazy from there.
Well, you demanded everyone at the party raise a glass.
A little toast to start the evening.
And then you proceeded around the room, stealing them and downing them.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then the toast.
Probably a stirring monologue from one of my classic pictures.
I don't remember any dirty limericks in your old movies, Martha.
That's hilarious.
Well, at least we all know what class rhymes with.
And I have both in spades.
Next was the Yuletide burlesque.
It's not a Christmas party until I can across the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, crackers and caviar flying in every direction.
I wondered what was squishing between my toes.
And as always, the number ended when the table did. Danced right off the edge and onto the shoulders of a very confused Mrs. Gable.
Bullseye.
Steering her motorized chair with your caviar feet, speeding about the room, doing a terrible Groucho Marx impression.
Why, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Oh,
that's the one. You haven't heard about the dismount yet. A full somersault into the center of the dining table.
Gold medal finish.
And passed out there like a crazy old lady's centerpiece. Through the entire main course.
Human art.
Until the dessert course, when you suddenly sprang to your feet and began giving out what you describe as gifts to all the young men.
Wrapped up with a bow.
Yes, around your head. Napkins in the shape of a bow, laying wet kisses on each of them, up to and including Marvin Bernstein's grandson.
The producer? Oh, that's a smart move. Get to him through his grandson.
He's 13 years old.
Nonsense. He has a mustache.
That was chocolate pudding.
Oops.
An understatement.
No harm, no foul.
Speaking of foul, you placed the remaining turkey carcass over your head and began singing Auld Lang Syne, running straight through the Christmas tree.
The perfect finish to a delightful evening.
And thank God it's over.
Oh, don't be such a bah humbug. I saw you snicker when I attached the mistletoe to Alexander's rug.
Maybe a smirk.
Now, I know a snicker when I see one.
I'll give you a chuckle.
Deal. And you know just as well as I do that it's my job to keep things interesting.
And it's my job to keep the train on the tracks.
Exactly.
Perhaps next Christmas we can leave out the nativity reenactment.
Oh, but that's my favorite tradition.
All right, how about with clothing?
Oh, all right. But that means I get to have one drink on your day.
My day?
Now you're the one with the fading memory.
All right, remind me, Martha.
After our first holidays together...
1952.
Yes, we made a deal. Christmas Eve is mine, and Christmas Day is yours. And every year since, I've held up my end of the bargain. Eve, my kind of party. We have drinks, jokes, songs, pandemonium.
Check, 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 check.
And then the day. You nurse me back to health all afternoon. You cook up one of your delicious hams. Then we sit by the fire and listen to your favorite records.
Carmichael, Porter, Gershwin.
Yes, and you in your new sweater and I in my new facelift looking gorgeous.
You do look pretty in the glow of a nice Christmas fire.
You don't look so shabby yourself after all these years.
All right, it's settled then. Tomorrow, my day, we relax and we have a nice old-fashioned holiday.
Settled. And then New Year's Eve, it's back to fireworks.
All right. Let's get some sleep so I can get up early and start glazing that ham.
Oh, hold on a second, Mr. Scrooge. Don't chintz out on me now. You know very well my night always ends with a lullaby.
Ah, of course. Your song.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We burn the candle end to end. Remember what I say, though the evening fades. Tomorrow's Christmas Day, and presents when you wake, and all is love and light. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way.
on pinholed skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night. Good night.